see firsthand the importance of being ready. Hear the word of the Lord for a meditation this day. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that when we are prepared, we do not fear. When we are prepared, we are not surprised. When we are prepared, we know who to appeal to. When we are prepared, we can stand. When we are prepared, we can even be enthusiastic when all the things around us are collapsing. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you have told us to be alert, to watch, to be ready, to be prepared. Lord, we want to be prepared. So bless our heart, O Lord, as we hear these words today. May we leave here as your people, prepared for the year to come, prepared for anything the world can throw at us, prepared for anything Satan would try to deceive us with, prepared to stand before you and to see your glory now and forevermore. Amen. Be prepared. Before I went into the cadets and into the military, I was a Boy Scout. And our motto and on everything we had was, be prepared. And the way that our instructors liked to remind us of this was they, every once in a while, would surprise us with certain things. For example, we would show up, and a lot of times I would show up late to our meeting, and they would say on a cold winter's night in Alberta, they would say, we're going to go on a hike. And there I would be with my tennis shoes and my blue jean jacket. You know, I was cool, right? I wouldn't want to wear one of those down parkas, you know, which is probably what should have been worn at that time when it's like minus 30 degrees with the wind blowing. But, you know, we were all so cool, right? We just couldn't wear those Sorel boots that keep your feet warm and a down parka that, you know, keeps you warm. No. We showed up and we were ill-prepared. And so praise be to God that our leaders took pity on us, did not make us walk for a whole hour, but made us walk around the block to remind us why it is important to be prepared. Because when you are prepared, you have nothing to fear, and there should be no surprises. And yet it is very difficult in our world today to truly be prepared. Because we are overwhelmed by the media, we are overwhelmed by the situation in our country, we're overwhelmed by all the things around us, and Satan likes us to feel overwhelmed, doesn't he? He likes us to feel like we're drowning. He likes us to feel like there just is no hope. I mean, the greatest thing Satan can do for the Christian is to zap them of their joy, their peace, and their hope. And it's interesting that those are all the things that we're going to talk about that we're lighting those candles for on the Advent wreath, isn't it? All those things I just mentioned, hope, joy, peace, and love, are all represented in the candles here. You see, Advent is a time for us to prepare our hearts. Advent is a time for us, as we begin this new year of the church, to be prepared. To know that the world is always going to throw stuff at us. You know that Satan is never going to give up on trying to zap us of our joy and zap us of our peace and zap us of our hope. There are always going to be things that in our life are going to take our eyes, try to take our eyes and focus off of Jesus and put them on the things of this world. I'll give you an example. It was not too long ago that I was walking in Saline. I like to go get a coffee from Tim Hortons and put my little earphones in and walk with my coffee around Saline. So if you ever go through Saline, you see this weird guy with the Michigan hoodie on, walking with, you know, things sticking out of his ears. That's usually me. I know there's a few of you that come across me at different times there. So, but what was interesting was I wasn't paying attention one time because I was enjoying the weather and all the things that were going on, and I fell. And I really hurt myself because it was because the cement on the sidewalk, I don't know if you ever experienced this, but had heaved, and I wasn't paying attention, and I caught my foot, and I went down. What was interesting was for the rest of that walk, which wasn't, I always park my car at Tim Hortons, so I have to walk back there, and this was way on the other side of town. So for the rest of that walk, I kept my head looking straight down at the ground, okay? So much so that I walked right through a light. Over by the fire department, there's a light there. For whatever reason, I was just keeping my focus on the ground because I was not going to fall again. Have you ever done that? I remember when I was a kid, we used to try to avoid the cracks in the sidewalk, and there were many, kind of like the roads, you know. And so I was focusing so much on the ground that I totally missed the do not walk signal. And I, all of a sudden, even with my headphones on, I could hear this horn, and it made me jump. And I was not only surprised, but I was scared. Because I let the things that caused me pain, that caused me to take my eyes off of looking forward to looking down. And brothers and sisters, I have one message for you. This is a new year of the church. The Lord has great plans in store for His people. That's His promise to us. And when He's talking to His disciples at the end of His ministry, He's preparing them for what's going to happen during Holy Week. He's preparing them for the time when they are going to be all alone, when they're going to feel disillusioned, when they're going to think everything is collapsing around them. And what does He say? He says, when those things happen that cause the whole world to be anxious, that cause everyone to fear, that causes everyone to be in great angst, what does He say to them? He says, at that time, stand up, lift up your heads, and watch, and be prepared for the Son of Man to come in His glory and power. It's time for us to lift up our heads. Amen? It's time for us to stop looking at the things that are before us, right before us, because I'll tell you what, there's always going to be problems, isn't there? There's always going to be pain. There's always going to be hurt. There's always going to be things that cause us fear and anxiety. There's always going to be things that will take our focus off of Jesus and on to the immediate. And I believe the Lord is preparing us as a church, and preparing me as your pastor, to be prepared for what He wants to do. And I don't know what it is, but I have this sense of expectation that He is going to do something that is going to be amazing. And I wish I could, you know, He'd give me just a little, I keep praying, Lord, give me a glimpse so I could write it down. Because I believe that He wants to do something amazing here. I really do. And if you ask me to define it, I would say I think it has to do with the Holy Spirit being released to do what He wants to do. I believe it's the Holy Spirit being released to heal. I believe it's the Holy Spirit being released to show and manifest the gifts of the Holy Spirit and all the power of the first century church today. I really believe that. And when I pray here, and I do, I'll often come into this sanctuary to pray. And when I pray here, there's sometimes when I just walk out of here and I feel like I'm on a cloud. And the Lord is present. And He wants you to know that He is preparing to do something that I have no idea what it's going to look like, but I know it's going to be exciting. But the theme that kept coming into my mind as I was preparing for this week was that in order for Him to do what He wants to do, We've got to take our eyes off of the things of this world that so keep us in anxiety. He uses the word in this lesson that I had to look up. Laura and I were discussing that last night. How many times have you heard the word dissipation used? I mean, I had to look that word up, you know. I mean, I know water dissipates, you know, and I could figure out what's dissipation. And I wonder, you know, he says, don't let the anxieties of this life get you into dissipation, drunkenness, and anxiety. And that what dissipation means there is, the Greek word means the headache or the gleeful... Forgot the definition now. The things that you do when you're drunk and the consequences for what you do when you get drunk. So both, it's referring to both the outbursts that people make when they're drunk, but also the headache they get after they were drunk. So what he's basically saying is don't be preoccupied with the things of this world that cause you to try to find the answers in the stuff that's here. Don't try to get your peace from the things of this world. Don't try to get it through drunkenness. Don't try to get it through the other things that give you a quick high, but then you pay for afterwards. Right? Isn't that the way of the world today? People just want to have a quick fix. Right? Quick fix. Give me it right now. They don't care about the consequences. And yet what Jesus is saying when he uses the word dissipation, he's saying that there's going to be consequences for what you do. And what he wants us to do is to recognize that when we come up against these things, it's not against, you know, prescriptions and all these other things. But what he's saying is we've got to take our eyes off of the concerns that we have in the immediate and put them on him. And that's why I love these words. I mean, if you think about it, this is pretty amazing because these are imperatives. These are not suggestions. For those of you who are in the military, these are commands, right? These are commands. This is what he says. So when you see all these things happening, he says, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Stand up. Lift up your heads. Take the focus off of the things that would so paralyze us so that we are prepared for what's to come. Because if we are going to do what the Lord wants us to do, brothers and sisters, if you're preparing, and remember last week I challenged you to ask the Lord, what is your purpose? Why has he left you here to the year 2010 of the church? What is your purpose? What passion has he given to you? What has he called you to that he has left you here to serve him at this time in history, not by accident, but on purpose? Recognize that if you do what he's called you to do, that Satan is not going to be happy. Do we understand this now? That he is going to throw everything he has at us? If we're doing what God wants us to do, is the world going to be happy? Is Satan going to be happy? Recognize it. Be prepared for it. But don't be defeated by it. Don't keep looking down at the sidewalk. Stand up. Lift up your heads. Fix your eyes on Jesus. See his glory. See his power. Because when things happen to us, when the things of this world get thrown at us, when Satan tries to hurl things at us, all he's saying is we're a threat. And I like being a threat. Do you? Don't you like being a threat to his kingdom? I do. Even though I know and I'm prepared for what he's going to throw at us. Because that's why he says, be alert. Pray. Be alert and pray, because we're going to have hard times. But if we grow through them, we're going to see his kingdom, his redemption, His glory and His power. Be alert, therefore, and pray with earnest hearts that you may stand, that you may be ready when the Son of Man comes in His glory. Be prepared. Because when you're prepared, there's no surprises. When you're prepared, you need not fear. When you're prepared, you know not to put your eyes on the things that are in the immediate, but to fix your eyes on Jesus, the Son of Man, coming in His glory with His power to bring us His redemption and prepare a place for us forever with Him. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what He's preparing us for, because He is preparing us for something that I know will be awesome. You believe me? You know why I know it? Because that's His promise. And He who has promised is faithful. We have a purpose. We're not here by accident. Be prepared. Because by Christ's power, it's He who gives us the power to stand. It's He who gives us the strength to stand. It's He who directs our paths. It's He who gives us the power to lift up our heads and to see Him in His glory and His power. Amen. With that, let us stand as we